Arrow going to point to Madison. First quarter numbers courtesy of Don Hall. Westall's 1 of 5 on 3-point tries for 20%. And Madison 0 for 1. Now they're staying in Westall's trying to inbound the ball, but it is indeed Madison ball. Nice try, though. Westall's 5 for 10 from 2-point range for 50% shooting. Madison 1 of 4 for 25% in the first. Madison 2 of 4 for the foul line for 50%. Westall's did not attempt the foul shot. While Madison... Well, Westall's rather dominating the boards. Yeah, rebounding Madison 11-4. Shot, meanwhile, by Cook is blocked. And Proper going for that rebound. And she got the board, and she was also fouled. So Cook got the block, her shot blocked, and also the foul on her, her first. 8 turnovers for Madison, 5 for Westall's in that first quarter. Westall's has the ball against that pressure of Madison in the backcourt. Here's the dribble by Proper across the timeline. On the right wing to McMillan, dribbles it. Runner by McMillan, off the glass, and good.
McMillan. Not only can she dish it, she can make it too.
Yes, she can. 6 points for McMillan. 15-4, West Holmes. Madison beats the pressure. Off the hands of Cook, though, couldn't handle that fastball. Goes out of bounds. The 9th Madison turnover. All West Holmes, a 15-4 advantage. Matt Coyle alongside Don Hall for this broadcast, being video live streamed on YouTube. Also on FM 95.3 and WKLMFM.com. Nice look by Ohl, goes to Avion Yoder, who missed the layup. Rebound ripped away by Chloe Eveling. Rams had the basketball. 6.5 to play, second quarter. Natalie back into the front court. Dribbles it out top, spins around to the foul line. Comes to a jump stop. On the left point, goes to Maddie Berry. Mary crossover to the baseline, to the corner. Now takes it out top. Now on the left wing, grabbed by Natalie Back. Dribbles the top of the key. On the right wing to Bryn Kiley. Out top, Chloe Ebling. And she'll find Maddie Berry out top. Now the dribbles it to the foul line. Berry cut off. Right wing pass to Kiley. Kiley to the corner, guarded by Chloe Patton. Gets a pass off, finally to Natalie Back. Back to the drive of the lane, cut off again. Pass inside, finds Cook. Cook lost it, her shot's up in the air, no good, but a foul's going to be called on the attempted block by McMillan, I do believe.
A nice little back door by Morgan Cook right there.
So that will be the second personal on McMillan. First team foul in the quarter on West Holmes. Morgan Cook, the sophomore, guards at the foul line. Free throws up, it's going to be no good. Yoder Family Roofing and Spouting, serving you for the past 25 years, located in Middlesbrough and serving the surrounding areas. Call or text 330-695-3000 for all your roofing and spouting needs. Second free throw by Cook. She'll bury it. Her first point tonight. 15-5 West Holmes. Focal pressure is on. McMillan's pass goes to Ohl. Into the front court now to Patton on the left wing. Pass deflected by Patton and stolen away. West Holmes has their 7th turnover. Rams with the basketball. Natalie Back's pass into the front court goes to Chloe Ebling to the left wing, dribbles it to the corner. Double team out top to Natalie Back to the foul line, to the lane. Her layup is going to be no good. Rebound snapped into the hands of Chloe Patton. Westall's ball, McMillan to the front court on the fast break. Dumps to the side. Oh, her layup is going to be good.
That's what West Holmes likes to do right there, score buckets in transition.
5 points for Ohl after that McMillan assist. Fulker pressure is on, inbounded to Maddie Berry in the backcourt. And she'll find Morgan Cook working against McMillan. The kick, double team, lost it, dribbles it again, and there's a travel, and that'll be the 10th Madison turnover.
You know, I've said this several times, but sometimes out there when you're handling the ball against West Holmes, it seems like there's more than 5 girls out there.
Just everywhere.
Yes.
5 minutes to play in the half. West Holmes, a 17-5 lead. Inbounded to McMillan. Dribbles it against that Madison defense. McMillan lobs it right of the foul circle to Patton. On the right wing goes to Keegan Ohl. Back to Patton now top. Left point to Briar Klein. Dumps it inside to Chloe Patton. Her shot up in the air going to be knocked down.
Boy, nice little post by a little jump hook by Chloe Patton.
Her first two, 19-5 Lady Knights. Madison ball to the front court. The dribble now by Cambry Howe. Goes out top to Ebling, inside to Bryn Kiley. Her layup is going to be no good. Rebound to the four is picked up inside by Briar Klein. Now to Keegan Ohl. West Holmes basketball. Ohl to the front court. Pass to the corner to McMillan. Her shot for the foul line going to be no good. Rebound corralled by Natalie Back. 4:15 to play in the half. Rams basketball. in Hal. Al top comes to a jump stop. Shovels it out top to Natalie back. Dribbles it against McMillan. Inside the foul circle to Ebling. Dumps inside. Nice look. Goes to her teammate, and that being Jada Neal, who banks it in.
That was a good job of Madison executing the flex offense right there.
And they did got that bucket. Now 19-7 now as West Holmes has the ball. Into the corner goes to Briar Klein. Her pass in through the hands of Patton, who grabs it. Now to Keegan Ull for a three-pointer. She'll knock it down.
Keegan Ull, 2 for 4 tonight from behind the arc.
And 8 points in all for her, 22-7 Lady Knights. Madison ball into the front court, grabbed by Neal on the left wing. Over to Cambry Howe. Her three-pointers up in the air, missed everything. Rebound, though, 5-4 will be grabbed by Bren Kiley. And then she's going to be fouled. And that'll be the second team foul. West Holmes in the quarter. Chloe Patton has her first personal foul.
That's just the first offensive rebound West Holmes has given up tonight so far.
They have been hitting the boards.
Yes.
22-7 Lady Knights, 3:20 to play in the second. Free throw by junior Bren Kiley, up in no good on the first attempt. Stay tuned immediately following the game for High School Scoreboard on WKLM. It's brought to you by Village Motors, and it will be Zach Kraft reporting all the area basketball scores for you all the way until midnight. Second free throw by Kiley, going to be no good. Missed them both. Rebound to the floor. Goes out of bounds, and it'll be off of West Holmes. So Madison going to keep this basketball. And to inbound for them will be Cambry Hound. Now they're going to change that call. So instead it will be West Holmes with the basketball.
Well, I mean, the one official had a better look at it. And
right.
He was able to go down and tell the other official what he saw. I mean, that's part of the game, and that's what you need.
That's what you're supposed to do, no doubt. West Holmes ball. Here's Briar Klein with it. Cross-court pass to the corner, goes over to McMillan. McMillan dumps it inside. No, kicks it left wing instead to Keegan Ull. Her three-pointer is good. Wise decision, her third three-pointer.
Yeah, Keegan is on fire tonight. She's in that groove right now.
25-7 West Holmes. Madison has it. The dribble down by Hal. Picks it up, gets the handoff. Over to Gina Neal. Her pass goes out top to Bren Kiley. Now on the right point goes to Chloe Ebling. Left of the foul line to Cambry Howe. Lost it, picks it back up again. Howe picks it up around the foul line, swings her arms, and going to get called for the offensive foul.
Yeah, a little frustration right there, and that's just Briar Klein just having active hands. Didn't touch her, might have got the ball a couple times, but that's just really good defense by Briar Klein.
In the 11th Madison turnover, second personal foul on Howe, and second team foul on the Rams in the second quarter. 2.5 to play in the half, and a 25-7 lead for West Holmes. Half-court defense applied by Madison. Keegan Ull now into the front court for West Holmes. Pass goes to the right wing to Briar Klein. Into the corner now to Neely Fair. Back to Briar Klein. Back in the corner. Here's Keegan Ull. Dribbles it right wing. Falls down and throws it away. West Holmes has their 8th turnover. Long pass to the front court. Going to be stolen back away by Joel Brown in the game now. West Holmes ball to Briar Klein. Spins around. Klein picks it up. Kicks it right wing. Now to Keegan Ull. Left wing to Joel Brown to the foul line. Lost it, and a foul is called on the reach-in. The third team foul on Madison.
Goodbye. Good job by Jewel Brown again into the paint right there, making Madison collapse on her. She's getting ready to dish that here, I want to say, to Briar Klein.
Jewel Brown, 5'2", junior guard. That was the first personal on Natalie back. Inbound into the corner. Grabbed by Greta Rollins. Left wing to Keegan Ull. Three-pointer, but Ull's going to be no good this time. Rebound to the floor will be picked up by Bren Kiley. Madison basketball, 1:50 to play in the half. Natalie back to the front court. Dribbles the left wing. Pass to the corner to Maddie Berry. Her three-pointer is no good. Rebound out top. Grab by Ebling. Dribbles it for the Rams. To the baseline goes to Berry. Her 15-footer is knocked down. Maddie Berry.
Well, that's where Madison needs to get back in this game. The second chance points.
Timeout called. 1:34 to play in the half. 25-9 West Holmes. This is girls OCC basketball on WKLM.
In the rolling hills of Holmes County, we tend to do things a bit differently. At Kime, we're in the business of uncommon experiences, and we're here to care for your project like we care for our own. We believe that quality matters and want to help you get it right the first time, because your project deserves it. So visit Kime Home Center, your source and destination for all things home, building, and woodworking. Kime, built on trust since 1911.
Odd. After the game, we'll be announcing the Six Bunnies Player of the Game, known for their super soft styles. Six Bunnies can outfit your entire family for any sporting event. Stay up to date with our latest offerings on Facebook and Instagram, and shop online at sixbunnies.com. Six Bunnies, where quality and service never go out of style. West Olds has the ball out of the timeout against that full court pressure of Madison. Pass goes to the front court on the dribble by Rollins. Shovels it back in the corner to Joel Brown. Left wing now to Selena Proper, back out top to Keegan Ohl now. On the right wing, Proper into the corner now. On the dribble by Neely Fair, back to Proper. Down, pass over to Brown, left wing into the hands now. Keegan Ohl whips it inside. Here's the dribble by to Neil Fair, and a right ring three-pointer knocked down by Joel Brown.
That's what you need from your bench players. Come in, have all the confidence in the world for that three-point shot.
Nice shot there. Meanwhile, a shot on the other end knocked down inside by Bryn Kiley.
But you do have to check back on defense.
Kiley's first two. West Ole's ball in the front court. Cross-court pass by Ohl. He is corralled by Joel Brown. Back to Keegan Ohl. 45 seconds to play in the half. Crossover by Ohl. Her layup off the glass, no good. Rebound to the floor, goes out of bounds. It will be a Madison basketball. West Olmos 28, Madison 11, with 38 seconds to play, second quarter. Natalie Back has it. And she'll dribble it into the front court. Takes it down to the right wing. Picks it up. Back, looks, passes inside to Chloe Eveling. Double team, her layup is going to be no good. Rebound going to be grabbed inside by Retta Rollins. West Olds ball, here's Proper to the front court. 15 seconds. She'll find Keegan Ohl to the foul line. Right wing goes to Joel Brown. Brown to the foul circle. Into the corner, grabbed by Selena Proper. Proper under the basket, pass across the lane, deflected and stolen away. 4 seconds, and the shot going to be not off in time. It will not count on that shot by Gina Neal, and that'll close out the first half. Halftime score from the dungeon. It's West Olmos 28 and Madison 11. Back around to recap the first half for you after this on WKLN. Did you know that one of the nation's top hospitals was founded right here in Holmes County? It's true. Pomerene Hospital was recently named the top 20 rural and community hospital by the National Rural Health Association. For 75 years, Pomerene has applied the latest medical expertise to meet the unique needs of our community. And today, they continue to lead the way in reliable patient outcomes, from outpatient services to life-saving surgeries. Learn more about the many ways Pomerene provides award-winning care right in your backyard. Visit PomereneHospital.org.
Hi, I'm Eugene with Yoder Family Roofing and Spouting. We are located in Millersburg, Ohio, and have been serving our community for the past 25 years. When was the last time you thought about having your roof inspected or spouting cleaned? You can find us online at YoderFamilyRoofing.com or by giving us a call or text at 330-695-3000. Again, that's 330-695-3000 for all your roofing and spouting needs.
Critchfield Law Firm has always been dedicated to providing the highest quality legal services to their clients throughout Holmes County and surrounding areas. Critchfield Law Firm also understands the dedication of our youth. From the classroom to the music room to athletics, Holmes County's best is represented in every academic area. Critchfield Law Firm in Millersburg, wishing all who participate the best in their endeavors.
Whatever Mother Nature has in store, you're not worried because you've got Yokohama's Geolander ATG015 on your side. Stop by Holmes Tire LLC to find out what a new set of all-terrain tires can do for your truck or SUV. This tire is all traction, designed to take you from the pavement to the trail in any weather, anytime you want. Discover the Yokohama Geolander ATG015 and get ready to experience what all-terrain is all about. Stop by Holmes Tire LLC today and fill out a finance application for approval with no credit needed on new tire purchases. Call Holmes Tire LLC in Miller 330-674-0025 or their other locations in Spencer, Mount Vernon, and now open in Loudonville.
Are you ready to accelerate towards your dreams with a new car, ATV, boat, or some extra cash for personal needs? This is Zach Deidinger, a banking center manager at the Commercial and Savings Bank, here to help you fund your next adventure. Our team of experts is committed to finding the right solution for you with competitive rates, flexible terms, and personalized service. Visit CSB1.com to apply online or give us a call at 800-654-9015 to speak with a loan specialist and discover the CSB advantage. The Commercial and Savings Bank. Relationships you can bank on. Member FDIC.
Score from the dungeon. It is a 28-11 lead for West Holmes, as West Holmes would start off the game on a 6-0 run, and they led 13-4 after one, and outscoring Madison 15-7 in the second quarter. West Holmes has a 28-11 lead at the half. For West Holmes, leading the way for them in the first half, that was Keegan Ohl, as she had the hot hand. Keegan Ohl in that first half going 3-for-6 from downtown and also 1-for-3 from two-point range. Keegan Ohl had 11 points in the first half. Also, Allie McMillan was 3-for-4 from two-point range for her total of 6 points. 4 points scored by Briar Klein, 3-for Joel Brown, and 2 apiece for Chloe Patton, as well as Neely Fair, running up the West Holmes point total of 28. For Madison, leading the way, they actually had several players with 2 points. It was Natalie Beck, along with Bryn Kylie, Maddie Berry, and also Gina Neal, and Chloe Ebling, each had 2 points apiece, and 1 point scored by Morgan Cook to round out the Rams' total of 11. Halftime scores, West almost 28, and Madison 11. Now for the first half team numbers, here's Don Hall.
Thank you very much, Matt. 3-point field goals, Madison 0 of 3. West Holmes 4 of 9 for 44%. 2-point field goals, Madison 4 of 11 for 36%. West Holmes 8 of 16 for 50%. From the charity stripe, Madison 3 of 8 for 38%. West Holmes has yet to attempt a free throw. Total rebounds, West Holmes is leading that, 18 to Madison's 10. Turnovers tonight, Madison so far 12, West Holmes with 9.
Individual rebounding leaders for West Holmes. It was 5 rebounds for Briar Klein in that first half. 3 came at the offensive end, and for Madison leading the way, 3 boards apiece for Bryn Kylie and also Maddie Berry in that first half. Halftime score, West Holmes a 28-11 advantage over Madison, and a solid first half for the Lady Knights.
Very, very good first half for the Knights. They came out and set the tone right off the bat. They're controlling the tempo of the game, shooting extremely well. Keegan Ohl's gotten that little groove that first half, and it's just one thing you just don't know about West Holmes. You know, over there it was Zelina Proper that was, you know, having that groove. Tonight it's Keegan Ohl.
And that's the dangerous part, and Lindsey Belden talked about before the game here. Every night it seems like it's somebody else, and that's part of that sharing that basketball we've seen.
And they've done a very good job tonight, and it's like we said before, I think sometimes they even overshared a little bit, and instead of shooting a 4-footer, they'll try to get a 3-footer or a 2-footer. But anyways, but that's a good job by the Knights. And they're Shannard. They're not hesitating with it. They're getting a ball and they're moving it. They're reversing the ball 3 or 4 times during a possession when they don't get something off of transition. So everything's just clicking right now for the Knights.
Certainly is. You know, you like the way that they came out in that first quarter. It seems like that's been the theme here lately, not waiting until that second quarter or third quarter to get going and really getting ready from the get-go.
And it's a lot of energy. You know, I talked a little bit off, their energy not only does it resonate on the floor, but their bench resonates and the crowd gets into it. So everything, when they play extremely hard like they're doing tonight, I mean, this is the hardest I've seen them play this year. I mean, it's just everybody has a good time if you're involved with the West Holmes Lady Knights.
Halftime score, West Holmes 28, Madison 11. Back with the second half after this on WKLM.
The employees of Holmes Wayne Electric Cooperative work hard and wear many hats at the cooperative. But that dedication goes beyond providing power to keep the lights on. They also are very active in their communities. Some volunteer at their local church, others are coaching youth, and some giving back through working for their township or community board. So what makes this cooperative different? They focus on people. Holmes Wayne Electric, always here for their members, always here for their community.
Configuring the Bluetooth, deciding who controls the music, remembering where you parked. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with an auto owner's insurance independent agent, getting the right coverage for your vehicle doesn't have to be one of them, so you can get back to more important things, like remembering if you're on the third or fourth level of the parking garage. That's simple human sense.
Visit Hummel Group in Berlin, Mansfield, Newark, Orville, and Worcester, or online at HummelGRP.com.
A single-family home located at 9650 Golf Course Road Northwest in Sugar Creek is listed for sale by Kaufman Realty at auctions with an asking price of $975,000. This property was built in 2021 and has three bedrooms and two full baths, 2,208 square feet, located in the Garraway Local School District. For more information or to choose a date and time to see this property, contact Tim Miller at 740-502-6786 or check it out at KaufmanRealty.com.
Viker Concrete, located on County Road 189 between Benton and Holmesville, specializes in ready-mix concrete and state-approved limestone, sand, and gravel. All mix styles are available, and you can count on fast, dependable delivery and competitive prices. Viker Concrete has served Holmes and surrounding counties for over 75 years. Call Viker Concrete today for all your concrete needs at 674-0038. Remember, for quality concrete, it's Fikert Concrete.
When it comes to service, nobody cares more than Village Motors in Millersburg. This is Deke Miller, and I'm proud to say that we have state-of-the-art equipment and factory-trained technicians working on your vehicle when you visit. And we also offer a variety of preventative maintenance programs designed to greatly reduce the cost of your service visits. We are competitive, convenient, and we care. So the next time you need your vehicle service, stop by and see us at Village Motors in Millersburg.
With unpredictable power outages affecting homeowners more frequently than ever, Generac's best-selling home standby generators are designed to protect your home and family from extended power failures. This is Kerry Taylor inviting you to partner with Millersburg Electric and Generac for a free in-home assessment to identify the right generator for your backup power and financial needs. Power you control with peace of mind from Millersburg Electric, Ohio's premier Generac generator dealer. Call today or visit MillersburgElectric.com.
This game is being video live streamed on the WKLM YouTube page tonight, courtesy of the Claxton Communication Team. Jacob Heading is producing tonight's live stream coverage, and Carson Zoller working the cameras. So go to YouTube, search WKLM Radio to find the live stream coverage for tonight's broadcast. And also Zach Kraft back at WKLM Sports Central on FM 95.3 and WKLMFM.com. Matt Croy alongside Don Hall for the broadcast. And Westholes would like to have a good start to the third quarter, the way they did in that first quarter play.
That's true. They need to come out with that same energy and same enthusiasm as they did to start the game, and things are going to be looking good for them.
Westholes, again, a win tonight clinches at least a share. Their fourth consecutive OCC championship. Mansfield Senior does not play their final conference game until next Thursday. And Westholes will have it at side court to begin the third quarter. Keegan Old to inbound it. And does so, of course, to Allie McMillan. Going from right to left in the dungeon. Pass goes left wing to Keegan Old. Al top, Ryer Klein to the foul line. Lane. Klein shot off last and good.
By good, strong take to the hole by Briar Klein.
She has 6, 30-11 Westholes. Madison basketball going left to right. Another corner to the Kylie. Out top. Over to Natalie Back. Her three-pointer going to be knocked down. First three-pointer tonight knocked down by Madison. 30-14 Westholes. They'll beat the pressure. Pass to Ava Yonigutter. Cross-court pass received by Keegan Ull. Now the handoff, Ryer Klein to the foul line. Lane, runner by Klein, up in the air, no good. Rebound grabbed, however, by Chloe Patton. Shovels it out top to McMillan. Left wing, Keegan Ull to the foul line. Dumps it inside, batted away and stolen by Chloe Ebling. Westholes, their 10th turnover of the game. Madison ball stolen back away by McMillan. Her layup is going to be good.
It was just a matter of time before Allie McMillan got her hand into scoring for Westholes.
She can cure a lot of ills, that's for sure. 8 points for McMillan. Westholes a 32-14 advantage. Madison basketball. Pass left wing, fumbled by Kylie. Out of bounds, but off of Westholes' hands. And the active hands on the far side, of course, by McMillan.
I just wonder who Allie's guarding. Maybe she's guarding everybody out there.
Yeah, pretty much. So you got all five. She could do it. Natalie Back. Inbounds it into the hands of Bryn Kylie. Dribbles it down to the right wing. Her pass goes to Natalie Back. Dumps it inside. Ebling deflected away. Here's a steal. Chloe Patton has it with the 14th turnover for Madison. Into the corner to McMillan. to the foul line. Cross-court pass into the hands of Briar Klein. Dumps it inside to Chloe Patton. Her shot high off the glass is no good. Rebound to the floor. Rolls out of bounds. It'll be off of West Holmes. 6.5 to play, third quarter. West Holmes a 32-14 lead.
Gives West Holmes a little bit of chance to set up a press of their own. Looks like a man-to-man press here.
Embedded and going to be slapped away. Grabbed by Ebling. Picks it up. Gets the hand off the back. Into the front court now to Morgan Cook. Cook to the foul line. Fumbles it. Runner by Cook. High in the air. No good. Rebound by Ebling. Puts it back up and good. Ebling making all that happen. She has 4 points now. West Holmes ball. Nae McMillan beats the pressure. She'll be knocked to the floor. She crossed half court. That'll be a foul. The first team foul on Madison. Morgan Cook, her second personal foul. Don't let your home be without power. Call Holmesville Electric, your local Generac automatic standby generator dealer. Holmesville Electric has factory-certified technicians and carries a full line of parts and service kits for all your Generac needs. Call 330-279-4522. West Holmes has the basketball. And McMillan's pass left wing to Briar Klein. Klein, three-pointer for the quarters up in the air. Going to be no good. Rebound to the four is picked up by Bryn Kiley. Madison ball to the front court. Here's Cook on the right wing. Into the quarter now. Three-pointer actually pass inside by Barry instead. Goes over to Morgan Cook, who missed the layup. Goes out of bounds off of Madison. Stay tuned immediately following the game for High School Scoreboard on WKLM. It's brought to you by Village Motors. Long pass to the front court. Beats the press over to Ava Yonioter. Out top to Keegan Ole. Her three-pointer's going to be knocked down.
That's the best thing about Keegan. When she doesn't hesitate, she's got that feeling. And, boy, she just knocked down her 4-3 tonight.
Looking good. 14 points for Keegan Ole. Pass inside to Ebling. And what? Whistle blown.
Coach called a timeout.
Oh, wow. Right before the wide-open layup. 5:21 to play in the third. 35-16 West Holmes. This is girls OCC basketball on WKLM.
Sugar Valley Meats is an old-fashioned butcher shop offering a complete line of fresh cuts of beef and pork prepared right on site. Sugar Valley Meats has specials for the big game starting February 5th through the 17th on beef fillets for $27.99 per pound, beef strip steaks for $12.99 per pound, boneless pork chops for $3.99 per pound, bratwurst for $3.99 per pound, and Gerber party wings for $2.99 per pound. For great quality service and competitive prices, stop by Sugar Valley Meats today or call 330-852-4423 to place your order.
If you're looking for siding with more of an old-school appeal, reminiscent of traditional sawn and split cedar shakes and shingles that have been featured in American home building since the 1600s, then check out the authentic look of Provia Harbor Mill Shake and Shingle Siding and MRV Siding Supply. Modeled after hand-picked cedar pieces using highly accurate laser scanning to ensure even the finest details were carried over into each Harbor Mill Shake and Shingle. That's MRV Siding Supply on County Road 624 in Middlesbrough. We're on the web at MRVSiding.com.
Get your siding supplies from the siding guys, MRV Siding Supply.
Madison ball out of the timeout, pass inside, goes to Bryn Kiley. Her shot's up in the air, no good. Rebound out of bounds after that miss. And West Holmes will have, now it'll be deflected actually by West Holmes, so Madison will keep it. It'll be Natalie back, Natalie inbound from that same spot beneath the room backboard. Embedded to a cutting Bryn Kiley. Her layup this time, no good. Rebound by Natalie Beck. Deflected away. She'll grab it. Backs up to the right wing. Pass inside. Stolen finally by Zelina Proper. And she got the steal, I believe, a foul called after that steal. And that's the second team foul on Madison that came after their 15th turnover.
Yeah, that's that possession right there. It was two easy shots that Madison should have made. And that's one of the things that you need to do, you know, to capitalize on to get back in this game.
Weren't able to do it. Third personal on Morgan Cook, and now West Holmes has the ball. McMillan to the right wing. Pass inside to Avion Yoder. Out top to Keegan Ole for a three-pointer. That's going to be knocked down.
That's a fifth one tonight. She's 5-for-8 from behind the arc.
17 points for Keegan Ole. 38-16 Lady Knights. Madison ball to the front court. Around the foul line. Pass inside by Ebling. Goes to Bryn Kiley. Another missed layup. Goes out of bounds, and it will be West Holmes with the basketball. Part of that defense, though, Don, it kind of rushes you in and it causes you to miss some of those shots inside.
It does. You're just so used to having one, two, three girls around you, and you just don't know if somebody's behind you going to knock that away, and so they're just not real sure about it when they shoot it.
West Holmes has it. Half-court defense on by Madison right now. 4.5 to play, third quarter. McMillan to the front court. Gets the handoff, Keegan Ole. Dumps it inside, but she'll throw it away. Stolen by Ebling, the 11th West Holmes turnover. Madison ball with back into the front court on the right wing to Maddie Berry. Back to Natalie Back near midcourt. Around the top of the key area to Bryn Kiley. Dumps it inside. Nice look goes to Maddie Berry. She'll miss the layup. Rebound to Zelina Proper. West Holmes ball. Proper to the front court. On the left wing to McMillan. Corrals it to the corner. Left wing to Keegan Ole. Three-pointer going to be good again.
Boy, you would think Madison would want to know where Keegan Ole is on that court right now.
Her third three-pointer in the third quarter. Now up to 20 points for the contest. 41-16 West Holmes. Madison ball left wing to Maddie Berry. Now top to Natalie Back. 3:45 to play in the third quarter. On the left wing goes to Kiley. Now dribbles it to the top of the key. On the right point, in the hands now, Gina Neal. Right wing to Natalie Back. Three-pointer high in the air by Back. No good. Rebound knocked to the floor. Grabbed by Ebling under the basket. Her put back no good. Rebound finally hauled in by Evie Yanni Yoder. Long pass to the front court to Bryn, to Briar Klein, rather. Her shot no good. Gets called for the offensive foul on that drive by Klein. And that'll be the first team foul, West Holmes.
Well, I'll tell you, it's a good job by Madison to step in there and taking that contact and getting that charge. What Briar needs to do is just come to jump stop, shoot a little nice five-footer.
12th turnover, West Holmes. You mentioned Keegan Ole, the hot hand. One of the credits to West Holmes, a good basketball team, they're looking for her. They know she's got the hand, and they're finding her
and,
in the third quarter.
And she's doing a good job of finding the open spot as well.
She is. Madison has the basketball into the front court. Pass goes out top. In the hands of Addie Ferris on the right wing. That'd be stolen away by McMillan, but the whistle going to be blown. And it'll stay with Madison. 3:08 to play here in the third. And embedded out top. Leaping grab by Maddie Berry. Berry at top of the key. Bounce pass goes to Natalie Back. On the right point, received by Cambry Howe. She'll back it up down to the right wing. Spins around, picks it up, gets it out top. Three-pointer goes up in the air by Maddie Berry. That's no good. Rebound put back by Ferris is no good, but she will be fouled. Ferris, the junior post player, now to the foul line.
This will be her first trip to the free throw line tonight.
Second team foul on West Holmes here, and that's going to be on Briar Klein, her second personal foul. After the game, we'll be announcing the Six Monies Player of the Game, offering design styles in both traditional and glitter. And you'll never have to worry about looking good on game day. Stay up to date with our latest offerings on Facebook and Instagram, and shop online at sixmonies.com. Six Monies, where quality and service never go out of style. First free throw is no good. Second free throw by Ferris is going to be no good. Missed them both. Rebound to Briar Klein. West Holmes basketball, a 41-16 advantage. 2:40 to play in the third. McMillan to the front court, pass inside to Avion, to Neely Fair, rather, out top to Keegan Ole. Three-pointer's going to be good again. Wow.
Wow, 7-for-10 from behind the arc. Wow.
7 three-point baskets, 23 points. 44-16 West Holmes. And going to be whistle blown, a timeout with 2:28 to play in the third. This is girls OCC basketball on WKLM.
At Promotion Therapy Services, customer service and specialized treatment options are what set us apart. We work hard for our patients day in and day out. Our team of physical and occupational therapists are conveniently located for you in the heart of Millersburg. Can't come to us? We'll come to you with our team of therapists who specialize in home health services. We make it easy to receive physical therapy, emphasizing a close relationship with your physician as well as helping you navigate the insurance process. Our team is excited to begin offering new services such as dry needling, sports-focused rehab, foot orthosis consultations, and taping. With questions, call us 330-600-0844 or visit us online at promotion-therapy.com. We look forward to promoting a better you and would like to wish all winter sports a safe and healthy season.
That last three-pointer by Keegan Ole, a new season high, 23 points. And, boy, if it's not broke, don't fix it, right?
No, I would just see... Try to keep feeding her the ball.
Madison has it out of the timeout. Big West Holmes lead in the third quarter, 2:20 to go. And Natalie Back around the foul line gets the pass off to Howe. Dumps it inside over to Addie Ferris. She'll be hacked to the arm. It'll send Ferris back to the charity stripe. 13th foul, West Holmes.
It's a good double down on Allie. She just got a little too much of that arm.
Third personal foul, McMillan. And Ferris missed a couple of free throws. A few moments ago, line it up this time, and fires it up there, it's going to be no good. 44-16 West Holmes. Stay tuned tonight for High School Scoreboard after the game, brought to you by Village Motors. Zach Kraft reporting all of the area basketball scores for you all the way until midnight. That free throw up in the air going to be no good as well. Rebound goes to Neely Fair. West Holmes ball. McMillan now to the front court. Dribbles the right wing. Pass deflected, and there's going to be a steal. No, McMillan steals it right back. Her cross-court pass to Chloe Patton, left wing Keegan Ohl. Ohl dribbles it out top. Crossover to the foul line, into the corner to Chloe Patton. Out top to Zelina Proper, to McMillan to reset the offense. 1:50 to play in the third. McMillan's pass right post to Neely Fair, out top to Keegan Ohl for a three-pointer. Going to be no good that time. Rebound grabbed by Addie Ferris. Stolen back away by McMillan. Now to Keegan Ohl. Her layup is no good. Rebound goes to Ferris. 1.5 to play, third quarter. Into the front court now to Cambry Howe. Here, cross-court pass. Left side, grabbed by Gina Neal. Back to the corner now. The dribble left wing by Maddie Berry. Berry to the foul circle. Dribbles it out top. Inside goes Natalie Beck. In traffic. Knocked to the four. Back grabs it, falls down, and that will be a turnover on Madison. They're up to now 18 for the ball game.
Yeah, I mean, just even the score being as wide as it, West Holmes is still playing as hard as they were the first second of this game.
No doubt about it. And West Holmes has it right now to Keegan Ohl. Ohl dribbles it into the front court. Joel Brown in the game now. On the right wing, the Proper. Into the corner to Chloe Patton. Back to Proper high on the right side. Back in the corner to Keegan Ohl. Dribbles a three-pointer by Ohl up in the air. Going to be knocked down on the step back. She's still in that zone. Her eighth three-point basket tonight. 50 seconds to play, third quarter. 47-16 West Holmes. Madison basketball. Here's back to the baseline. It comes to a jump stop. And she's going to be fouled by Proper. And we've seen Keegan Ohl, she's gotten better and better with it, with that step back, a three-pointer that she shoots.
And she works at that. She constantly works at that. I do know that for a fact. But Chad, I'm not sure what the school record is, but she's got to get awfully close to it.
I would think so. And inbound to the right block, goes inside. Over to Cambry Howe. Her layup is no good. Rebound, fought for, going to be tied up. And Joel Brown knocked to the floor there. Not sure if that was on accident or not, but officials trying to sort that out.
Yeah, I think they're going to call it intentional.
Yeah. 35 seconds to play in the third, and maybe part of that frustration that they're feeling out there with West Holmes, the way they're playing right now.
That's true. That is so true. But you got to be able to keep those emotions in check.
No doubt. The officials, again, making that call as we speak here. Yeah, both teams went to their bench. So after that intentional, it'll be Keegan Ohl who will step to the foul line.
This is West Holmes' first trip to the charity stripe tonight.
Wow. How about that? And, of course, Ohl, why not have her go to the foul line the way she's shooting it? Addie Ferris, of course, got that foul. And her first free throw good by Keegan Ohl, adding to her season high up to 24 points tonight. Second free throw. That's up. Going to be good as well. 25 points for Ohl. And she'll check out. And well-deserved cheer from the crowd. What a night for Keegan Ohl.
Yeah, very, very good shooting night, but she was in that zone. You could just tell. And I'll tell you what, when she comes out with that big smile on her face, there's nothing better than that.
That's good stuff. 49-16, West Holmes has the lead in the basketball. We're still in the third quarter, 30 seconds to go. Proper's pass to Joel Brown, left wing. Goes out top to Patton, 25 seconds. Now left wing to Joel Brown. Back in the corner to Greta Rollins, back out top to Joel Brown. 15 seconds. Data Proper out top. Left side pass goes to Chloe Patton. 10 seconds to go in the quarter. Now to Joel Brown, out top to Zelina Proper. 5 seconds. Proper left wing, 4 seconds to go. picks it up. Her pass inside, deflected, set up in the air by Patton. Going to be no good at the buzzer. And rebound to Fair to close out the third quarter of play. At the end of three, West Olmos 49 and Madison 16. This is girls OCC basketball on WKLM. Denko Marketing of Millersburg has customers in all 50 states, Canada, and South America. Each day, over 300 shipments of garage door parts are shipped to customers everywhere by Denko Marketing. And while Denko Marketing appreciates this wide and varied market in the country and in the world, the thing they appreciate most is where they are located. Home. That's why they support various community activities and devote as much attention to here as to there. At Denko Marketing, the most important business at hand is the business of home.
Have you experienced the difference of hometown independent pharmacy lately? If not, now is the perfect time to start. Premier Pharmacy inside Rhodey's IGA is now open and accepting new patients. This is Joel Gauss from Premier Pharmacies in Berlin and Millersburg, inviting you to come experience the Premier Pharmacy difference. We want to be your teammate as you navigate the complex world of healthcare, offering you consistent, fast service and always being available to answer whatever questions you may have. Call us or stop in today. We will transfer all your active prescriptions from your current pharmacy so you don't have to worry about a thing. That's why we are Premier Pharmacy, your hometown independent pharmacy.
West Olmos outscored Madison 21-5 in that third quarter of play, and it'll be Madison basketball to begin the fourth quarter of action. And with it on the dribble, here's Morgan Cook to the foul line. Back to the corner from the pass over to Jada Neal. Dribbles it out top. Tries to hand it off. Can't do it. Now the pass goes in the hands of Hal. Hal spins around to the foul line. In traffic. Her outbound shot going to be no good, but a foul is called. And that'll be the first team foul, of course, on West Holmes here in this quarter. Third quarter numbers courtesy of Don Hall. West Olmos 5-for-7 from three-point distance. We know who was knocking those down. That's Keegan Ohl. Madison 1-of-3 from 33% from a 33-point distance in that third quarter of play. Free throw is knocked down by Hal, her first point. West Olmos 2-for-6 from two-point range for 33%. Madison 1-for-9. West Olmos 2-for-2 from the foul line. Madison 0-for-4. Each team had 10 rebounds in the third quarter. 6 turnovers for Madison and 4 turnovers for West Olmos in that third quarter. Both free throws are good by Cambry Howe. West Olmos basketball, a 49-18 lead. Pass goes cross-court through the hands of Keegan Ohl. That'll be a turnover and the 14th on West Olmos tonight.
Yeah, it looks like they're maybe trying to set Keegan up for that school record. I'm not sure. I think she owns the school record.
8 three-pointers, right, that she's made so
yes.
Far? Okay. Madison with it out top to Chloe Ebling, right wing into the hands of Gina Neal. Shovels it out top. Finds Maddie Berry with the basketball. Berry spins around. Working against Briar Klein to the foul line. Looking. Kicks it out top. Goes to Gina Neal. Near that midcourt line. Now on the right point to Chloe Ebling. Pass inside. Stolen away by Chloe Patton. Patton to the front court. 19th turnover for Madison. Left wing Briar Klein for a three-pointer. Going to be knocked down. Briar Klein gets into the act.
But that's all Madison needs is have Briar Klein get hot.
9 points for her and her first three-point basket. Madison ball drive. Hal lost it on the floor and grabbed by Briar Klein. Another turnover, 52-18 West Olmos, and they had the ball. 6.5 to go. Out of Keegan Ohl. Right wing Briar Klein, and get foul called away from the basketball, it looks like. First team foul on Madison. Hal has the foul, her third personal. Neely Fair checking in, and out will be Avion Yoder for West Olmos. Simply pull in, remain in your vehicle, and let the experienced crew provide a quality, convenient oil change with no appointment needed at Southside Quick Lube. And while you're there, ask about the Starbright Unlimited Car Wash Plan and take care of the outs of your vehicle as well. Done fast, done right, and you're back on the road. Southside Quick Lube, State Route 83, Millersburg. Three-pointer by Ohl up in the air, going to be no good. Rebound grabbed by Briar Klein. Her putback is no good, but she will be fouled. And Briar Klein back to the charity stripe.
Well, that's Briar has 7 rebounds tonight, 4 on the offensive end. That's 4 chances to score, 4 more chances to score.
And that is huge. Second team foul on Madison in the fourth. And Klein will line up the free throw attempt. That is up in the air, going to be good. Briar Klein now up the double figure. She has 10 points on the night and has one more to go. 6:16 to play. All West Holmes this evening. And that free throw also buried by Klein. 54-18 Lady Knights. Rams have it. And Natalie back into the front court. Guarded by McMillan. Bounce pass to the right point. Grabbed by Bryn Kiley. Dumps it inside. Over to Maddie Berry. Layup is good.
Madison Berry, 2.
4 points for her. 54-20 lead for West Holmes. Lady Knights ball. Here's McMillan to the right wing. Pass inside. Grabbed by Neely Fair. Out top Keegan Ohl. Man dribbles a crossover. Three-pointer by Ohl's up in the air. Going to be no good that time. Rebound put back. Is good by Chloe Patton. Patton has 4. 56-20 West Holmes. Another offensive rebound. Madison with it. McCoy alongside Don Hall for the broadcast for this evening. Pass inside the foul circle. Goes to Ebling. Dumps it inside to Morgan Cook. Cook's shot off the side of the backboard. No good. Rebound. Grabbed under the basket by Allie McMillan. McMillan to the front court. To the foul line. Into the quarter, Keegan Ohl. Out top, wide open, Briar Klein for a three-pointer. Going to be knocked down.
Well, the worst nightmare did is looks like it is happening. You got Briar getting hot and Keegan still hot.
Madison now keying on Keegan Ohl, but then as you mentioned, now Briar Klein wide open. She's burying it. 59-20 lead for West Holmes. A pass around the foul circle goes to Bryn Kiley. Gets the handoff. Inside the Natalie Backer, layup is going to be no good. Rebound put back by Ebling, no good, but she will be fouled.
That's 4 offensive rebounds by Ebling.
Stands tall at 6 feet. In a senior course for Madison at the foul line, and she has 4 points this evening. And that free throw is up, going to be no good. After the game, we'll be announcing the Six Money's player of the game. Six Money's your one-stop shop for all things custom apparel. Stay up to date with their latest offerings on Facebook and Instagram and shop online at sixmoneys.com. Six Money's, where quality and service never go out of style. That free throw is up, going to be good. Ebling has 5 points. Splitting the pair, 59-21 West Holmes. 4 minutes to go. Lady Knights basketball. Here's McMillan to the front court. Left wing to Zelina Proper. Goes out top to Keegan Ohl. Crossover to the foul line. On the right wing goes to McMillan. Dribbles it, hands it off to Ohl. 3-pointers up there by Ohl. Going to be knocked down. There it is.
I think it is, yep.
3-pointer number 9. And they're getting pretty fired up. And got to believe that's going to be the record they're looking for. 28 points, Keegan Ohl. And what a night for her, Don. And just good to see that. I mean, obviously a great night here, but knocking down that outside shot.
That's great. 9 of 15 from behind the arc. That's a pretty darn good. And I tell you what, you know, when Keegan smiles, the crowd smiles. I mean, just everybody gets into it. But it's just a phenomenal effort by Keegan and great accomplishment.
3.5 to play, 62-21. West Holmes on a record-breaking night for Keegan Ohl. We'll take a timeout. Back after this on WKLM. There's nothing better than the sound of a hammer, a drill, and a saw. A&R Builders in Berlin has been putting all those tools to work for the past 25 years. If you need re-roofing work done, A&R Builders is the place to call. They'll also do new homes for both residential and general contractors, along with pool buildings, decks, and custom framing. Call A&R Builders in Berlin at 893-2111. That's 893-2111. Madison basketball out of the timeout. Keegan Ohl, 9 three-pointers she buried tonight. And we believe a school record for West Holmes. Here's pass to left wing, goes to Chloe Ebling. Goes out top to Morgan Cook on the right corner. Bryn Kiley dumps it inside. It'll be a turnover. And another turnover on Madison. They're 21st this evening. Running clock now, 3:18 and counting. And all West Holmes up 62-21. Joel Brown to the front court. He gets the handoff. And Kira McMillan in the game now. She'll throw it away. The steal by Bryn Kiley. Kylie to the bucket. Her layup going to be blocked out of bounds in the hustle by Kira McMillan.
Oh, just right there. I mean, look at the smile on the face. I mean, the crowd's cheering about it. That's what you want to see, though, as a coach, is see those bench players who don't get much playing time on the varsity come in and just do what they need to do right there, hustle play.
You see it right there. Madison to inbound. Back looking. Pass into the basket goes to Ebling. Her layup is good. Chloe Ebling now up to 7. 62-23 West Holmes. 2.5 to play. Joel Brown's pass out top to Retta Rollins. Right wing to Kira McMillan. Left wing, here's the drive. McMillan to the foul line. Back in the corner now. A dribble to the foul line by Joel Brown. Left wing now to Greta Rollins for a three-pointer. That'll be off the mark. Gets her own rebound, though, does Rollins in the corner. Westholz resets things. McMillan to the baseline. Scoop shot, no good. Rebound to the four. Deflected and knocked across half court. Picked back up by Greta Rollins. Lady Knights still have the ball. Yeah, pass left wing goes to McMillan. Spins around, scoop shot left hand, McMillan, no good. Rebound, grab by McMillan again, but this time she'll throw it away. Natalie back to the front court. Spins around to the right point with 1:39 in counting. And the dribble back. Cross court pass left wing to Morgan Cook. Her three-pointer is going to be knocked down.
That's Cook's first attempt from the three-point line tonight.
4 points in all for her. 62-26 West Holmes. 1:19 to go. Pass goes out top. And the dribble to the foul line. Scoop shot going to be no good. Rebound hold in by Chloe Ebling. Ball pass the other end. Layup going to be good by Morgan Cook again. 62-28. Again, the running clock under a minute to go. Stay tuned tonight for High School Scoreboard, brought to you tonight by Village Motors. Rollins shovels it out top. Here's McMillan to the foul line. Back in the corner now. Joel Brown, drive. Runner by Brown up in the air. That's no good. Rebound fought for. And grabbed by Brown again to the corner. The dribble. Fumbled pass in the corner. Going to be a double dribble call. But again, you still see Westholz still playing hard out there.
Yeah, that's true. And that's, you know, that was Rory Wilcox right there. I think this is only her second varsity appearance. But good job of taking a ball, you know, to the hoop.
And it will be 18 seconds to play. Madison basketball picked up. Right wing. Pass by Cook goes to back. Crosser pass to Morgan Cook. Three-pointer up in the air by Cook. Going to be no good. Rebound. Going to be grabbed by Joel Brown. 3 seconds to go. And shot no good. Rebound goes to Kylie. That'll wrap it up. And West Holmes wraps up another OCC championship. They do it in style tonight on a record-breaking night by Keegan Ohl. And West Holmes grabs at least a share of the fourth consecutive OCC championship. We'll see what happens with the Mansfield senior next Thursday. But West Holmes, another OCC title as they go to 15-5 overall. And they've won 7 straight. They're 13-1 to finish out OCC play. Madison with the loss drops to 8-13. They are 4-10 in the OCC. And they've now lost 2 games in a row. Keegan Ohl, 9 three-pointers made tonight. West Holmes also wrapping up the OCC title. They win at 62-28 over Madison. Back to wrap it up after this for us on WKLM.
Melway Paving Company is a well-known asphalt paving contractor for homes and surrounding counties since 1964, specializing in asphalt paving, chip and seal, and seal coating. For your next paving project, call Melway Paving at 330-279-9000. Melway Paving is a proud supporter of all Holmes County athletes.
Stop in for big game savings all this week at Rody's IGA. Hi, this is Scott Rody. We have 1 pound packages of red ripe strawberries, 2 for $4. Lay's potato chips, buy one, get one free. 12 pack or 8 pack Pepsi, 3 for $15. We also have whole pork shoulder butts, twin pack, $1.69 a pound. Sugardale sliced bacon for $2.99. Buy a pound bag of County Line Pride frozen wing portions, $8.99. Ocean perch filet, $6.29. And 31 to 40 count cooked cocktail shrimp, $11.99. Get the items you need for the big game now through Sunday at Rody's IJ Marketplace in Millersburg.
At Home Siding Contractors, our mission is to give homeowners a quality product, whether it's our vinyl siding or our energy-efficient replacement windows and doors. Home Siding Contractors is ready to turn your home into one of your biggest energy-saving assets. You'll notice the difference as your home will stay warmer in the winter and cooler in the summer. Call 888-725-6619 for a in-home estimate or find all of our products at homesiding.com. Home Siding Contractors, Home Siding,
Home Siding Contractors. Beachy's Auto Care and Truck Center continues to offer the convenience of two great locations on U.S. 62 in Winesburg and on County Road 201 in Berlin. The Winesburg shop will take care of heavy-duty truck and fleet customers from 7 a.m. to midnight, while the Berlin facility will repair auto and light trucks from 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. Contact them in Winesburg at 359-5421 or in Berlin at 674-6970. That's Beachy's Auto Care and Truck Center in Winesburg and Berlin.
At Mack Oil Field Service, they offer specialized trucking, water hauling, dirt work, and general oil field service in New York, Pennsylvania, West Virginia, and Ohio. They have the equipment and manpower to tackle any task handed to them. The future lies in the hands of our youth, and Mack Oil Field Service is proud to support them. Call Mack Oil Field Service for all your oil field needs at 330-674-7371. That's 330-674-7371.
It is the final. West Halls ramping up at least a share of the fourth consecutive OCC championship for them as they do it on a record-breaking night. Keegan Ohl had set the previous single-game three-point record of 8. She beat her own record tonight as he knocked down 9 three-pointers this evening, and West Holmes gets the 62-28 victory. For West Holmes, they led 13-4 after one and never looked back from there. West Holmes a 28-11 lead at halftime, 49-16 through three, and West Holmes gets the win, 62-28. For West Holmes, leading the way, of course, was Keegan Ohl. Again, record-breaking night for her, Keegan Ohl, with going 9-15 from downtown tonight. Keegan Ohl, again, the new single-game school record with 9 three-pointers she makes tonight. 1-for-4 from two-point range and 2-of-2 from the foul line. Keegan Ohl also a new season high as she had 28 points to lead all scorers tonight for Keegan Ohl. Also in double figures for Keegan Ohl for her for the ninth time on the season. Briar Klein was in double figures as well. She was a 2-for-4 on three-point tries and 3-for-6 from two-point range, 2-for-2 for the foul line. Briar Klein had 14 points in double figures for her, was Klein for the ninth time on the season. Allie McMillan just shy of double figures. McMillan was 4-for-5 on two-point tries for her total of 8 points. 4 points for Chloe Patton, 3 for Joel Brown, 2 for Neely Fair, running out the West Holmes point total of 62. And for Madison, leading the way, that was Chloe Ebling. As for Ebling, the 6-foot senior, she would finish up going 2-for-5 on 2-point tries, 3-of-6 for the foul line for her total of 7 points. Also, 5 points for Natalie Back, 4 points scored by Maddie Berry, and also a total of 6 points for Morgan Cook for the ballgame, 2 points scored by Cambry Howe, and 2 apiece for Jada Neal and Bryn Kylie, running out the Lady Rams total of 28. Final score, West Holmes winner, 62-28 over Madison. Now for the final team numbers, here's Don Hall.
Thank you very much, Matt. 3-point field goals, Madison, 2 of 8 for 25%. West Holmes, 12 of 22 for just a fantastic 55%. 2-point field goals, Madison, 8 of 25 for 32%. West Holmes, 11 of 27 for 41%. From the charity stripe, Madison 6 of 16 for 38%. West Holmes perfect, 4 of 4, 100%. Total rebounds, West Holmes wins that, 37 to Madison's 22. Total turnovers, Madison 21, West Holmes with 17.
Individual rebounding leaders for West Holmes, Briar Klein finished up with the 4 offensive rebounds. She had 7 rebounds in all tonight to go along with her 14 points. And also, it was 3 boards apiece for Chloe Patton, as well as Zelina Proper and Greta Rollins. And Joel Brown each had 3 rebounds apiece tonight as well. And Evian Gutter had 3 boards as well. And for Madison, leading the way for them was Chloe Ebling. She had 6 rebounds. 4 of them came at the offensive end. And also 4 boards for Bryn Kylie. Final score, West Holmes winner 62-28, and they'll clinch at least a share of their 4th consecutive OCC championships, and a nice run here for West Holmes to grab that conference title again, Don.
I mean, that's I know that was one of Coach Belden's goals as well. It says, I know, to beat senior, and then that happened, and then now get a share that OCC. I know she won that. That's going to be a sort of a goal that you can start crossing off. But it's that time of the season where you can start crossing off some of those goals that you set prior. And so that good game tonight. They did what they needed to do, what they had to do in order to win the OCC. And but they don't stop here. They got a big game coming up Friday up at Tryway. It's going to be a good game, a little different atmosphere as well. So it'll be a fantastic game. But I'll tell you what, tonight is the first time I saw West Holmes come out and play with that energy and enthusiasm all year.
Great to see that really collectively throughout the entire team. And we know they found Keegan Ola, a really hot Keegan Ola. They kept on finding her, kept on feeding her. 9 3-pointers, setting her own, beating her own single-game school record, and she was on fire tonight.
She was on fire, and she wasn't hesitating. That's what Keegan's got, that little step-back three-pointer, and she's probably, I'll bet you, 75% of the three she made tonight was from that step-back three-pointer. But her teammates found her, gave her the ball, knew when she was open, when they were double-teamed, to kick it out, especially Aviana Yoder. I bet she had 4 assists on that just from Aviana getting the ball inside and Keegan's girl going double down and her kicking it out to Keegan for a 3.
7 straight wins, Don. As you mentioned, a nice non-conference game against your rival here this Saturday, and that'll be a nice test here before postseason play begins.
And that's what you want. You want that testers before you go into tournament time. That way you truly know what you still need to work on, and they're going to get it, especially playing up at the Pit.
Certainly will. Of course, the Pit in its final season, so good to play at the Pit here that the final time. Kind of a little nostalgic, I guess, here, Don, right?
Absolutely. I played in a Pit, you know, back in the day, and when I was a kid, I used to watch people play in a Pit. So, yeah, it's been a while, so it's good to have that one last game up there against a really good Tryway team.
Keegan Ola, Ken Gorse, obviously our Sixth Money's player of the game. Keegan Ola, again, setting the new school record with 9 3-pointers made tonight in a season high for her with 28 points. For West Holmes, with the win, they go to 15-5. And, of course, they clinch Elisa's share of the OCC championship. They're 13-1 to close out OCC play. They've won 7 straight. They will play on Saturday. We just talked about that. It'll be at Tryway this Saturday afternoon. And for Madison, with the loss, they're dropped to 8-13 of the season. They'll close out their OCC play at 4-10. And they lost 2 straight. They play next Wednesday, and that'll be February 14th at Oroville in that contest. And for us, for tomorrow, we'll have 2 games coming our way. Boys basketball, Lexington is at West Holmes, and also boys basketball, Highlands at Indian Valley. Both those games will be video live streamed on YouTube. The Highland game will also be on the radio. Saturday, girls basketball in the afternoon, we'll have that West Holmes Tryway game for you. And then Sunday, boys basketball tournament drawing reports will be coming your way, so listen all afternoon and evening. We'll be have those reports airing, letting you know how all the area teams have their pairings, their seeding, and where they're going to, who they're going to be playing and when for the tournament. So we'll have all that reports, all the reports on that throughout the day this Sunday for the boys basketball tournament drawings. Now, wrapping up for us from here from the dungeon, we want to thank our video live stream partners, Claxon Communications, Jacob Hetty, as well as Carson Zoller. And special thanks also back at WKLM Sports Studio here as well, and that being Zach Kraft back there for the controls for West Holmes. For Don Hall, I'm Matt Croy, and again, the final score tonight, West Holmes is the winner as they capture their 4th consecutive OCC championship. They win it 62-28 over Madison. So long, everybody.
Thank you for listening. This has been a presentation of the WKLM Sports Department. WKLM Millersburg, your hometown sports connection.